from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Good morning, guys.
Good God Almighty.
Hi, Justin.
How are y'all this morning?
Great. How are you
doing? I was thinking about you, man. You're a meat eater.
What?
And all morning long, we've been talking about this new impossible meat. Are you willing to try that?
Well, why would I do that when I could eat real meat?
You'd have to put your cows on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, I'm going to eat meat. I'm going to eat meat. I don't like you to have to explain my food to me like y'all are having to do right now.
Takes the fun out of it, doesn't it, Justin?
Yeah, makes it a little nervous.
Congratulations on your new single that we've been playing the heck out of from the get-go, The Ones That Didn't Make It Back Home.
Can we be the first to say congratulations on a number one, even though it's not officially hit number one, but Detroit wants to be first?
Well, knock on wood. Thank you, guys. You guys have been really, really kind to me throughout the course of my career. Pat you on the back and tell you how important you are and all that good stuff.
Well, honestly, Justin, it has nothing to do with any of that stuff. We love you, but we also know that you absolutely needed this number one song just to pay for all your damn kids.
This is true. Yeah, I'm still buying boxes of diapers 10 years after my first kid.
Well, save those, Justin, because in 30 years you can use them.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I can probably fit in my two-year-old.
You know, I was laughing this morning thinking, if I knew your wife, I would love to call her and say, let's play a prank on Justin and tell her you're pregnant again.
She might off herself if she heard that.
Let's play The Ones That Didn't Make It Back Home, and then we're back on with more of Justin. Man, that's a great song. I mean, thanks. We love playing that.
When you heard it the first time, Justin, did you know it was something special?
Well, I wrote it.
Well, no, I mean, like, when you played it, did you know, like...
Thanks for doing your research, Steve.
Well, you know what I mean. I didn't... Good Lord.
No... Honestly, buddy, sometimes you have an idea to write a song and you go, I don't know, maybe it may be a hit record, I don't know. And sometimes you go, this is something pretty special. And If Heaven Went So Far Away was not only a hit, but beyond that, you know, hearing people's stories and meet and greets. And every night on stage I introduce that song, I talk about our military and our police officers, et cetera. And I always end it, and we go into that song by saying, here, we'll send it out to the ones that didn't make it back home. For whatever reason, it took me still about a year or two ago, and I go, I think that may be an idea. The night I had that idea.
Hello? Well, we'll leave it at that, I guess. Can't thank you enough for all the time. What the hell happened? Did he hang up on himself? He did. It's gone. They're gone.
Let's see if they call back.
Oh, my God. Aww.